president of the bar in 1939, and his father, John Grambling, who was president of the Bar Association in 1969. Randy? Prior to 1913, my grandfather, Alan Grambling, made the decision that he wanted to be a lawyer. He did not come from a wealthy family, and before going to law school, he worked for the Santa Fe Railroad in South Central Texas to get money in order to go to school and to go to law school. He worked going through law school, and eventually he graduated from the University of Texas Law School. Then he made the decision to move to El Paso, and he wanted to practice law in El Paso. He was invited by Thornton Hardy to join the firm, which was at that time called Jones, Jones, and Hardy. Now, at that time, he had to pay to get into the firm. One thing interesting about that firm at that point, and I don't know how long this practice stayed in effect, but on Fridays they always have meetings, and on Fridays they would divide up the money among themselves that they've collected that week. It was kind of interesting at the time. That firm involved in a firm called Jones, Hardy, Grambling, and Howe. And the Howe in that name was Ben Howe, who was related to Mark Howe and is the grandfather of Ben Lankford. My grandfather initially was a charter member of the El Paso Bar Association, and the first charter meeting was in the 41st District Court. And I was looking at some of the people who actually participated in that first meeting, and there's some interesting names. Actually, there were 77 members of the first charter, and it was R.A. Thomason, W.H. Burgess, Maury Kemp, Tom Lee, W.W. Turney, W.M. Petticles, and many other names that we recognize in the city and the legal community. In 1924, he became the treasurer of the El Paso Bar Association, and that meeting was held at the Toltec Club, which is over here by the courthouse. In 1926, he was on the grievance committee, and that was held at the Toltec Club. And what's interesting, 80 years later, I'm on the grievance committee. My grandfather became the president of the Bar Association in 1939. Now, his areas of practice, most people think that he did work for the gas company, but he initially did collection work, and then he drifted into trial work, which would be the forerunner for my dad, and he did a lot of work for insurance companies way back then. He eventually would be one of the primary attorneys for the gas company. Now, one point that my grandfather passed on to my dad and my dad passed on to me was, and this is for all the plaintiff's attorneys, keep up the good work, keep filing, and file off, and we appreciate it. My grandfather, like my father, was a member of the American College of Trial Lawyers, and for those who do insurance defense work, that's a big deal. He was a president of the El Paso Independent School District, El Paso Chamber of Commerce, and also the El Paso Community Chest, which was a forerunner of the United Way. In remembering my grandfather, he was very formal. He never would go to work without a coat and tie. And for those who've seen me without a coat and tie, he'd be horrified at my informality. He would even wear a coat and tie, he'd wear a tie when he'd play golf. And if you've ever seen Payne Stewart with the knickers and everything, that's how he would dress when he played golf. He practiced at a time when they kept platoons for the jury, and if one of the members of the jury had tobacco in his mouth, they could spit right there in this bucket. And this is during the trial. As for my grandfather, two of the stories that I've been told, which are most interesting, was he was taking a deposition, and a plaintiff was coming in to give his testimony. They swore him in. My grandfather asked him the question, how are you doing today? And the plaintiff said, I'm feeling fine. I'm doing great today. And my grandfather turned to the court reporter and said, please type that up. No further questions. And that's the only question that he asked. Then he was involved in a trial where an individual had fallen and sustained injuries. And it was a bad neck injury. So at the courthouse at that time, they had real high lights. So he asked the plaintiff during the trial if the distance that he fell was the distance from the light all the way to the floor. And he turned his neck around and turned back, and then he said, that didn't hurt, you did it. And the plaintiff said, no. So that was an interesting story. As for my dad, he attended and graduated from University of Texas Law School. After his first year of law school, he volunteered and joined the U.S. Navy, and he was active and he fought in the Navy during the war. He would serve in the Navy for 4 years. later on in life, I'd ask him, I said, how was it, you know, fighting in the war and then going back to law school and finishing those last 2 years? It was kind of tough. And he kind of looked at me and thought I was crazy asking that question. After actually fighting a war, being in a ship out in South Pacific and coming back and worrying about submarines from Germany, and